There is high demand for the Guelph Salvation Army's Christmas hamper program, with its registration filling up much quicker than before, and there is a worry the postal strike may put a damper on when monetary donations are received. With 9 registration dates scheduled within 3 weeks from November to the first week of December, it filled up in half of that time for the hamper registration. Since it reached capacity, registration closed. We were really surprised by that. Because, I mean, in previous years, there have been times where we've had to add a day here or there, said Peter Van Duinen, major and pastor with the Guelph Salvation Army. This was just faster than anybody has seen in recent history. The capacity is 1,200 households, and roughly 1,300 children are part of the households and also receive toy hampers in addition to the food hampers. I mean, the need certainly hasn't shown any sign of slowing down or decreasing, said Van Duinen. Since the cost of groceries and other day-to-day items have been increasing, there may be a bit of a scarcity mentality where people may feel if they don't register they may not get the assistance they need, said Van Duinen. He's heard from other agencies that it's a similar scenario where registration books up quickly. The reality is, as much as we'd love to be able to give everybody a hamper, right? I mean, the resources can also go so far, but that doesn't mean that we turn folks away. We still have an emergency food bank. We still are able to support families in need in that way, said Van Duinen. To access these resources, people can contact the Community and Family Services Office at the Guelph Salvation Army. It also launched its annual kettle campaign with a goal of $425,000, and the last day to reach this goal is December 24th. If the goal isn't reached, it puts a damper on the services Salvation Army can provide in the community, said Van Duinen. It's hard to say the impact that will have, but it could potentially mean that we would have to give consideration to what we are able to provide if we're not able to make those fundraising targets, he said. The money raised goes towards its programs and services like its food pantry, clothing, and emergency support. The Guelph Salvation Army serves roughly 175 people a day. With the postal strike, we risk losing a significant amount of that income, which not only supports the Christmas hamper program, but also our services that we provide year-round, said Van Duinen. He thinks there are envelopes with donations sitting in postal distribution centers. He expects envelopes will get to the Salvation Army once the postal strike ends, but in the meantime people can bring their donation envelopes to any of the Christmas kettles in the city or directly to the Salvation Army Guelph Citadel at 1320 Gordon Street. There is a locked drop box outside at the location if people come after hours. People can call the location to make a donation over the phone, or donations can be made online.